Settling in Saratoga Springs, New York. As James White closed up Volume 1 of the Second Advent Review in Sabbath Herald, in Paris, Maine, he suggested that it would be well to find a more central place from which to send out the paper and other printed documents. He was looking for just such a place while at the conference at the Jesse Thompson home, just a few miles from Saratoga Springs. In her July 21 letter to brother and sister Dodge, Ellen White gave the up-to-date news. After you left us, we began to inquire of the Lord what He would have us to do, or where we should publish, and it was shown me in vision that James must lay his hand to the work and strive to open the way, and if the way should bend before him, he must remain, but if it was shut up and did not open, we must go elsewhere. James has been doing as God showed me he must do, and the way has opened before him so that the first paper, the extra, will be off today, and will be folded and in the post office tomorrow morning. He does his publishing at Saratoga Springs, 9 miles from here. We have not yet got a house. We shall get one as soon as possible near the springs, where it will be only a few miles from the printing office. We expect our friends this week from Maine, and in about 3 weeks shall be entirely settled, if not before. The friends from Maine referred to were her sister Sarah and Sarah's husband, Stephen Belden, who would help with publishing, and Clarissa Bonfoy. The latter would bring with her the White's 2-year-old Edson, who had been in her care. Within days the Whites found a house, borrowed furniture from fellow believers, and set up housekeeping. The first number of Volume 2 of the Review and Herald came from the press on August 5, 1851, some 2 weeks after the extra. With the little vision pamphlet soon to go to press, no further issues of the extra were published. Ellen was now 23 and James had, just the day before, turned 31. Soon 23-year-old Annie Smith, a very talented young woman, joined the publishing family. She was a new believer from New Hampshire, and very competent. She gave much-needed help in issuing the Review and Herald. Writing to the Howlands on November 12, Ellen White stated, "Annie Smith is with us. She is just the help we need. She takes right hold with James and helps him much. We can leave her now to get off the papers and can go out more among the flock." So through the fall and winter of 1851 to 1852 the Whites divided their time between publishing and field work. One tour was particularly fruitful, although strenuous. In the Review and Herald, November 25, 1851, is an editorial report that White titled "Our Tour East." The itinerary began October 23 with conferences at Medford, Massachusetts, in the Boston area. There was a conference at Washington, New Hampshire, and 3 in Vermont, Bethel, Johnson, and Vergennes. They were back home on November 18.